The Three Waves. Thomas, a young fisherman from Deba, lived happily with his uncle Bylinx, aunt, and cousin Murray, with whom he shared a pure and deep love. The uncle was a respected and well-known skipper and fisherman, but lately they had been returning from the sea with the nets nearly empty, as if an invisible force were driving the fish away. One night before going out to sea, Thomas and his friend Bylinx went to prepare the boat and they fell asleep. Shortly after, Bylinx woke Thomas with cries of terror. He told him that two lamias, mythical creatures with the head and body of a beautiful woman and duck feet, had taken them through the air to a distant olive tree, and they had delivered a prophecy. Before reaching Arangus's point, three waves would rise, the first of milk, the second of tears, and the third of blood. Only a harpoon blow against the last one could save them, but it would cost the life of the elder lamia. In the morning, many shipmates doubted the story, yet a fresh olive branch confirmed that something supernatural had happened. They went out to sea, and when they reached the point, a gigantic white wave rose before them. With no time to react, a second wave even greater burned their eyes. Finally came the third, red as blood. Then, Thomas, obeying the orders of his uncle, threw his harpoon. The wave split in two, staining the estuary red. That day, they returned laden with fish, but when they got home they found Marie's mother, his aunt, covered with a blood-stained sheet. When Marie saw them, she cursed them. Those were her last words. Filled with hatred, she began to vanish and cried out to Thomas, "Curse you, murderer!" With a broken heart, Thomas went in search of Bylinx, who told him the truth. The lamias were none other than Marie and her mother.